So a few nights ago, I mentioned Shaila about the question of whether a pregnant woman can be induced. If the doctor says, like to have a baby on this day or that day, can you make a choice? Can you decide which day you'd like to have a baby? So we talked about the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe says that that's not something that we're allowed to do. And he gave a number of reasons. One reason was because you're placing yourself in a moment of sakana on your own, at a moment where you're choosing that, rather than waiting for that moment of sakana to come to you. And second of all, he mentioned this idea of a certain promise that's offered to women, that because they're going to have they're they're involved in having children, they have to go through labor, through childbirth, so there's a promise it's going to be safe. But he says, Rav Moshe, only true if that happens on its own. But if you place yourself in that danger, so that haftacha, that promise is taken, is not as secure. With the exception, obviously, of any medical reasons to be induced. So we mentioned the idea of that medical reason at all, any reason the doctor says, you need to be induced because the baby's not doing well, et cetera, whatever the reason is the doctor gives, that's a valid medical reason. Of course you do induction. And even the idea if a woman says, I'll be able to have the doctor that I feel more comfortable with, that's also a reason to allow inducing. But there was a new shiloh that was presented to me recently. It's not so new, it was new for me, was that there are new studies that find that inducing women at 39 weeks rather than 40 can be actually have health benefits to the baby and have little to no risk. And the question is, if that's true, then everything we've been doing for, you know, I guess as long as Pitocin has been around, you know, 50 years, whatever it is, and we've been doing it, the psak that's been given for all those years may change, right? Does that become true now that every woman should be induced? If it's true that medically it's beneficial, now you have a medical reason to induce, and not just induce on time, but induce early even. So how does that work? So I spoke to a number of two, at least, posting about this shayla. So Simon said to me, he didn't feel like that was enough of a reason. He said, is there any medical indication at all? I said, no, except for these studies. He said, hadn't heard yet that's enough of a reason. It wasn't willing to be mego. I talked to Rabbi Neuberger, and he said to me, and Rabbi Neuberger is always very on top of these new studies as they come out, is about women fasting when they're pregnant, these types of things. So he said he's spoken to some doctors, and that he felt that this is, it's still a relatively new study, and they're still not totally clear exactly what the impacts would be, and it's a little bit still inconclusive. These initial findings is that it's better, but you don't know that for sure. So he said at that point, he wasn't willing to say with these initial studies, let's get rid of everything we've been doing for the last 50 years, right? That's not necessarily, not ready to do that yet. But he said, you know, if someone would go ahead and do it, would you ask me if it's a mutter or not mutter? Might be reason now, a study like this could at least be more reason to be like a malamut zchus, let's say, on someone who decided they were very nervous, etc. It wasn't really medically indicated, but this study already makes them feel more comfortable. He said the studies already would be more reason. So he thought the chachila, which is stay the same, the chachila, everything, again, everything's healthy and fine, no other medical indication to leave things alone. But this and these new studies, he felt, you know, if it would push someone, if there's still a little early, still too early to tell, but as things move along, it could be something eventually that would actually change the halacha. So it's fascinating the way, you know, when you're talking medical halacha, so as the medicine changes, sometimes the halacha changes. I mean, the halacha didn't change, right? It would be a halacha change in the sense that it's always in the same rule, which is if it's medically indicated, then you induce. So if it becomes now that 39 weeks becomes a standard, and that becomes obvious and clear that it's clearly better and healthier for the child. So at that point, it could become that that the psak would change. But for right now, I've told people to stay the course at this point, wait until it's really medically indicated. But certainly, as time goes on, we'll see if that standard will become something different.